I'm John Osier here again at the Battle House in Mobile, Alabama with Senior Bowl Week's last Ozone Mailbag. So let's get started. Now, Chris from Orange Park, Florida writes, John, really glad to see Jerry Sullivan returning. Thoughts? Well, a big story this week at the Senior Bowl was the return of not only Jerry Sullivan, but Mark Duffner, probably two of the best coaches they had on the staff last year. Jerry Sullivan wants to coach maybe one or two more years because he wants the chance to work with Justin Blackman and Cecil Shorts a little more. It's good to see that he's going to get that chance. Now, Wendy from Zimbrota, Minnesota writes, Gus, Casey is the real deal. Growing up in Zimbrota, we all saw the Bradley boys down on the field passing and kicking around that ball. They live just a block away. Great family. Go Gus. We couldn't be prouder. Zimbrota! Now, Ryan from Evansville, Indiana writes, you're at the Senior Bowl, so tell us, is David Caldwell a needs guy or a best available player guy? Well, Caldwell said this week he's a needs-based guy. Now, what that means is he's going to go for needs early in the draft, one, two, three rounds, and then after that, he's going to go best available player a little more that way in the later rounds. His point is you've got to manage the draft, and this is the best way he sees how to do it. Now, Matt from Jacksonville writes, John, I'm interested in the local college football. Did the local media types do any stories on Gator players from the Senior Bowl? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, David from Marietta, Georgia writes, John, love the road trip video. So in the end, how did Senior Bowl week go? Have a good time? No doubt. We are indeed heading out of Mobile on Thursday, and I'm going to miss the Senior Bowl, including bringing you quality coverage on Jaguars.com. There are two things other than football, well, at least two, everyone loves about the Senior Bowl. There's the food and the garb. Garb being the sparkling array of logoed hats, shirts, and warm-up outfits that make any Senior Bowl practice something to remember. So this week, while JP, yes, Shad, that's my real receipt, Shadrick, and I did our thing in Mobile, food and garb were at the center of things. Now, when it comes to the Senior Bowl meals around the Jaguars, different pay grades mean different meals. The higher-ups, the GM, coach, and Jaguars insider, do Dreamland, a trendy barbecue joint frequented by NFL bigwigs this week, and known far and wide. The Ozone didn't get that text. And when JP, receipts from those kind of establishments are okay too, right? Shadrick took advantage of practice day spread early in the week. I followed suit, adhering to my long-standing policy of never cheating myself when it comes to a complimentary food situation. Meanwhile, on the field, garb was indeed in full bloom. Rex Ryan had on his old garb. Former Jaguars coaches Bobby Johnson and Greg Olsen had on their new garb. And it was good to see Jerry Sullivan still in his garb. There was unusual garb. Canadian Football League garb. And I guess Nick's a little too big in Bama to actually wear his garb. As for me, I went with my usual Ozone video shoot garb. And as might be expected on a week on which the Jaguars generally made an impression in Mobile in a positive way, I chose to go the other direction. But don't worry about me. Even though I didn't get the Dreamland invite, I managed to get plenty to eat. Yes, I love the Senior Bowl, the food and the garb. And the folks in Mobile, well, the word is, they're mighty sorry to see the Ozone go too.